going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Brought to you by the Laborers District Council. Lesson fun. Well, not looking good for the Tush Push. The Athletic's Diana Rossini posting she's been told the league's competition and players' health and safety committees have voted to ban the play. Meantime, NBC Sports' Mike Florio said recently he believes the Packers are kind of being a patsy for the league and Goodell on pushing for the ban.
They see value in having it originate seemingly organically with a team. And I would bet a fairly sizable amount of money that the Packers were approached by the league to be the poster child of this movement.
Phillies are on a 5-game win streak. They beat the Rockies 7-4. They are 1.5 games up on the Mets. Laborers District Council of Philadelphia vicinity are committed to providing the safest, most well-trained workforce for the construction industry. Laborers, building a better future today. Weather brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Rain, highs in the 50s. It's currently 56. NovaCare Rehabilitation, your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get back to what you love. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
One ball, no strikes, sends Atello with a pitch. Swung on, bouncer, left side, diving, can't get it, Shunk. It's down the left field line. Two runs are going to score. Harper's trying for second, and he is safe at second base. And Harper, with a hustle two-run double, has put the Phillies on top here in the first.
Well, nice job by the Fighting Phils last night. Five in a row. And the best record in the National League, and a game and a half up on the Mets.
The Mets lost to a Red Sox team that lost their starting pitcher in the third inning on a brutal call, by the way, by the umpire.
Well, we haven't talked about the Soto stuff.
Yeah. But James, take it. So go, tell everyone what's going on with Soto.
So, I mean, it's a mess right now.
It is a mess.
Yeah, so, like, the crux of it is that the Mets, it seems, the manager, Carlos Mendoza, felt like they were not... He was not hustling out of the box, that they wasn't...
Well, there's video evidence.
Yeah. He was not,
He was not hustling. Yeah.
But, and then also that there's been... That he's been kind of unhappy and a little sluggish and all that. And then they asked Soto about it. He's like, I've been hustling. I don't know what they're talking about. Mets fans are furious with the guy right now. Like, apparently, it seems like, according to them, he doesn't want to be there. It's not a great start to the, you know...
No, it's a disaster.
765 million dollars.
Ben Davis, 2 years ago on our show, when Juan Soto played for the Padres.
Oh, Padres. That's right. He didn't want him.
Ben Davis said very clearly on the show he would not want Juan Soto to be a Phil because he thought he'd be a bad clubhouse guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, up in New York, it's gotten off to a very bad start.
Now, the flip side to that, I mean, Juan Soto has won everywhere he's won. He's won a World Series and all that. So, like,
I know.
You know?
I do know. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. In a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, our third hour poll question was, which of these is the best TV duo? John, I think people voted for Beavis and Butthead, Barkley and Shaq, or Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, I think Tom and Jerry probably take this one. Although Barkley and Shaq, that's tempting.
Tom and Jerry do take it, and I agree with you. It is tempting. So Tom and Jerry, 46. Mm. Charles and Shaq, 28%. Beavis and Butthead, 26%. We have our finals. It is set with the three duos that have advanced to this now 9 o'clock hour, and they are the following. Get voting. Remember, someone's going to win Philly's tickets based on this outcome. From yesterday's show, best duo. Which one's the best TV duo? Is it Bert and Ernie, Madden and Summerall, Tom and Jerry?
What a collection.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Get thinking, and let's see where it goes at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and get voting as well. One other thing, speaking of Twitter, interesting exchange. This goes back a couple days ago. So, obviously, it's pretty clear Ryan Kerkren has not pitched as well this year as he did last year. ERA last year, 2.29. ERA so far this year, 4.08. Over the weekend, Devin put a tweet out, and it's caused a little bit of a mini brouhaha.
Always the first mistake to put a tweet out.
It never goes well. Stop right there.
All right, exactly. A mini brouhaha. Not a major one, but a mini one. So Devin's tweet was, think we all need to have an honest conversation about Orion Kerkren. Matt Strom, John, jumped
from
in.
From the Philadelphia Phillies, Matt
Phillies
Strom.
Phillies reliever, yes, okay. Teammate of Orion Kerkren,
one
jumped
in.
And jumped in and said three words, please enlighten me. All right, Devin, so when you saw that tweet from Strom,
yeah,
what was your reaction and what are your thoughts?
What was my reaction? I think I was on a run or something and came back, and I always have my phone on Do Not Disturb and turned it on. Or like turn Do Not Disturb back off, and my phone had like so many notifications. First one I saw was actually from Elliot, who had texted it to me. It was like, oh boy, have fun with this one. I immediately muted the conversation just because like I didn't want to, you know, get too deep into the weeds with it. But so look, I cover the Phillies. We talk about the Phillies on this station all the time, but I'm also a Phillies fan. And that post was sent out while I was at the game as a fan on Sunday, after we found out Jose Alvarado had been suspended for 80 games and Orion Kerkren had walked a batter and gave up a single. And I don't think that he has been pitching. I know he's been a lot better in May. He's been a lot better in May. I will give him credit there. Yep. And I think that that's maybe what Matt Strom was alluding to. Throughout April, he had a 6.52 ERA. He's a total ERA of 5.56 in 13 appearances to start the season. So, like, he hasn't been pitching super well as someone who's supposed to be one of two main righties coming out of the bullpen to perform at a high level consistently. And
it's never felt as good as I wanted it to feel.
You know, and that's all I meant when I said we should have a conversation.
Yeah. He's not pitching. You're just saying he hasn't pitched as well.
Especially without, you know, you're missing a big arm and Alvarado, like you're going to need younger guys like Orion Kerkren to step up. That's all I meant by it.
So
Matt Strom, I mean no harm. I promise.
So natural fault. Look, I've dealt with this, but you have it in a different way because I'm a talk show host and, you know, got this microphone. I don't go down there too often. You're in a different, you know, zone because you're covering the Phillies when they're home almost on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So meaning covering, meaning going to that clubhouse. Awkward dynamic, you think? I mean, when you go in there and see either Kerkren or Strom, because look, if I walked in every day and saw Jalen Hurts, I'm sure that'd be. Yeah. I mean, Elliot, Jalen Hurts probably wouldn't be happy with me. Probably
Elliot's had to do this before.
Well, yeah. I tracked Jalen's historic training camp, so he'd probably be happy with me.
Like, a lot,
you know. But
we haven't. But I'll just say this:
Elliot, you've met it with other players,
for sure.
Fletcher Cox, Malcolm Jenkins.
We have an obligation. At least I think we do as talk show hosts. To keep it real. Yeah. I always say...
It's our number one obligation. Yeah. I mean, that and be entertaining or whatever.
And people
but...
may disagree. Obviously, people have disagreed with what I've thought about Jalen. I hope people recognize I say what I truly believe. I'm not making stuff up because I think, oh, this will be inflammatory. And you know, like, no, I just tell you what I think, good or bad, or in between. But anyway, Elliot, you know it can get uncomfortable.
For sure. I mean, I'll use an example here. I remember when the Eagles, they lost to Dallas. I forget what year it was, but it was a close game. And afterwards, Fletcher Cox said something to the effect of, like, we were the better team today, but we lost. And I tweeted it. And he felt I took the quote out of context. So he quote tweeted me and said it was wrong. And then the next time I was in the locker room, we talked about it. And he was not happy about it, right? But yeah. I would say to this, like, Matt Schramm is only doing this to defend his teammate. Like, this is not about what Devin tweeted. This is not about, like, an issue with Devin or anything. I think Matt Schramm sees the bullpen's getting ripped, right? Everyone knows the bullpen's the weak part of the team. He's probably sick of hearing about it. He saw Devin's tweet and just said, this is going to be my chance to step up and defend the bullpen. I don't think this is about, honestly, even really Oren Kerkering, like, or the tweet. I think, in my experience, when athletes lash out's not correct. When athletes do that, it's because they're sick of the criticism, not the specific critic.
And you know what?
Can be both.
It can be, comes with the territory, man. Like, you're getting paid millions of dollars to play a game, and if someone says something evil or racist or whatever, of course you can respond. Yeah. But otherwise, man, like, sorry. If you don't perform, criticism is going to come. It's part of why you get paid so much. It's part of the whole deal.
I agree
with
you.
As long as the criticism is fair. Like, we need to have a conversation about Oren Kerkering. Right. That is so innocuous.
But I also think...
I agree, that's why I did it.
But criticism can come back to media members.
For sure.
Of course it can.
All fair game.
It can. But again, this is part of the job. Like, you have to know criticism is coming. Like,
of course.
I just think it's ridiculous to lash out.
No, he didn't lash out.
No, but here's what I will say about Schramm. He clearly doesn't look at a lot of Twitter because Devin's tweet was not vicious at all. It was
Thank you.
We need to have a conversation.
Oh, I agree.
People have said far worse.
I agree.
Has he gone after all the other people or like... He stinks, but saying it in a much worse way because I've read those tweets.
Here's where I'm at in summation. Yeah. I'm pro Devin.
Thank you.
I'm pro Schramm. I actually think both of you handled it fine. I think you put out a tweet that is fair, essentially to say he hasn't pitched as well as last year, which is accurate. And he put out a tweet essentially to defend his teammate, which is cool.
Yeah, I respect the fact that he is going to defend his guy's good teammate, and I do appreciate that. But I also agree with what Rhea's saying. Like, of all tweets to respond to, I feel like mine was pretty...
To be fair, innocuous. You were being critical of Oren Kerkering.
Yeah, you were.
I was. Right.
Yeah.
So
I think he was just...
But
he,
a lot of people have been.
For sure. Agreed. And Oren has not pitched well, right? But I
what
really...
About who is what about Oren? Orion?
Sorry.
I'm wondering who's Oren?
Orion.
I kind of like it, Oren.
Tell Matt Schramm that.
Well, Matt is not going to be happy with you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to throw out an Oren Kerkering tweet later. But I just really think this is about the... In that... clubhouse, they know that the bullpen is viewed as the weak point, and they're sick of hearing about it.
Okay.
I think that's the
thing. Then go out and pitch better. Like, that's my whole thing.
But they have.
And again, I, yeah. they have.
I mean,
but
Jordan
again,
Romano has been
phenomenal.
But
that's my point, is like, you as a pitcher in baseball have the ability to shut everyone up
by yourself. Of course.
So, like, it feels like misplaced energy to me.
Thank you, James. That's what I think. Like, I got better things to do.
Let's get calls in here.
Exactly, real.
We want to play some audio. Sirianni and Jalen talking about Michael Jordan yesterday. Really cool stuff. We'll get to that shortly. Let's talk to Dr. Gina right now. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. I have not talked to you guys in months, but I was compelled today.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's great. Why? What was the difference?
Gina, as the longest standing caller to a show that I host, and I appreciate, you know, I really got nothing but love for you, Gina. Let's talk. What do you got?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, humility and grace do not comprise your makeup.
Are you talking to Joe specifically?
No, Gina.
Listen, are you talking to the show?
Dude, you lost that debate.
Is this just Joe?
Joe. Oh, of course, just Joe.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You lost that debate
he did.
Completely and absolutely. Yeah. Completely and absolutely.
Gina, when we went to the commercial, when we went to the commercial break, I was peacocking behind the scenes saying,
"Who do you think you are? I am."
All right.
All right. Well, listen, every beat the hammer, I bite my tongue that you win. Last week, you lost. Mm. You lost. You're a loser last week. I can say to you, loser. All right.
Have you gotten it out of your system here?
Gina's
There'll be plenty more for the other times that you lose. But this time, sweetheart, I've been telling you for years, humility and grace make you lovable and so much more attractive.
Thank you. It's, you know, it's very, very
And yet you have not listened to her for like the 25 years or 20 years she's been calling you. But yeah, whatever.
Gina, you know what's great about you saying this humility and grace thing? And this is a true story. When I was a senior in college, I told my buddies, we were sitting around the table one day, and I said, what I hope to, you know, have in some, you know, girl, woman someday, the two main things I look for is grace and humility. And I think the reason is because my mom and my sister, like,
how old were you when you said never, this?
And oh, I thought it's because you want your opposite.
And my,
you know,
and my friends
track,
made
right?
fun of me so much. And I'm like, guys, you can't be grace and humility. Like, if you have grace and humility, we're good.
And how old were you?
I was like 21, probably.
The irony
that's a pretty
is so
deep
thick.
Statement for a 21-year-old boy to say
mature.
About what he wants at a girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Grace,
look at you.
If you have that, we're good. Go ahead, Gina.
You need to be a mirror for what you want.
Mm. What you talking about, Willis?
All right, Gina, great call. Give me an answer for a scary movie scene.
Oh, my gosh. In Alien, when the thing popped out.
Already said.
Okay, so then in The Terminator, when he was running after Sarah and she just, that whole scene right there, I had a nervous breakdown after that.
All right, you got it.
First Terminator.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, and that's it. Listen, that is terrifying. When she knows that the diner,
you know, he won't stop.
That they're coming. That he is coming for her, yeah. And like all the Sarah Connors are being,
wiped out.
It gets real.
Yeah, that's an interesting answer. Speaking of interesting answers, Jalen Hurts on MJ yesterday. Yes, Michael Jordan, who of course notably had dinner with Jalen a few months ago, and Jordan has Jalen Hurts as an ambassador as part of that what do they call it, Jordan Brand.
He's the NFL ambassador.
So Hurts on meeting Jordan and that influence, let's listen to what Jalen said yesterday.
In either speaking to him or in studying his story, anything that you can take from that in attempting to repeat?
Obviously you only think that those conversations come up, and you know, as competitive as he is, it'd be unwise of me not to seek knowledge from him and lean on someone like that. And so that's something that I value a lot. And You know, the biggest thing is just taking it a day at a time. You know, we have these goals and you have these big dreams of what you want to accomplish, but ultimately it's a journey. And so take it day by day. Like I said earlier, being able to decode, detect, and correct, and pretty much just refine the things that I need to so I can be at my best when needed.
Makes a lot of sense, and it's a cool answer.
Well, you know, say decode, detect, and
protect.
Yeah,
he said that a few times.
Said it twice yesterday.
I love it. Good.
That's his cool. new
can
thing.
I ask you a quick question? Because you've talked a lot about Michael Jordan on this show and your love for Michael, one of your the best of all time, and all that. Michael Jordan chose one person to be his brand ambassador in the valley. He's like, of the whole league, he's waited to do this, and he's like, I found my guy. Like, this is the dude who represents me in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The way he goes about his business, the way he carries himself, all that stuff.
Feels like a leading question.
Doesn't that strike you in any way as a Jalen doubter, so to speak? Doesn't that strike you that Jordan, the greatest winner of all time, was like, want this guy? There's a question.
Is there a question?
Does it strike you?
I'm going to ask a question back. Is this the same Michael Jordan that drafted Kwame Brown with the first pick in the draft? No, I'm playing around.
Right. That was a good retort, as far as it goes.
No, look, obviously it's notable, for sure. Yes, it's absolutely notable. I think it's great that Hurts has this relationship with Jordan. I hope it goes on. And yes, it is striking, because I think Jordan, no one worked harder. Maybe some others worked as hard. You know, I think guys like Walter Payton climbing that hill and various athletes through the years that have worked so hard. But I think Jalen also works incredibly hard. Probably can't work harder than he has.
Do you see he looks jacked up? Do you see his arms?
Well, he's always looked pretty big.
A lot more jacked up than I remember him.
But I was struck by his answer from this standpoint. He talked about essentially, and I wouldn't expect Jalen to have a different answer even if he hadn't met with Jordan, but that you got to maintain kind of the daily. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about Jordan, because, you know, like, when we're in Borgata, there's this spot in Borgata you can walk by, and they have this really cool Jordan thing. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's Jordan after his fifth title holding up, I think it's five fingers, signifying, like, five titles at that point. But if you really think about what goes in, it's not winning game six in Utah or game six, you know, versus, you know, the Sonics or the Suns and all these championships. It's all the years of preparation to achieve that and the daily grind. How many times you don't want to be in that gym or lift those weights or run those stairs, or run that hill. And I don't think you can do that stuff better than Jalen does. I think the key, James, as I perceive it moving forward with Jalen, will simply be him not working harder, just getting better at processing in the pocket. That's the thing. I think the biggest advancement he made last year was not, and John, you and I talked a lot about this in his early years, leaving the pocket needlessly. Still does it sometimes, but not nearly as often as he did when he was young.
But also the blitz stuff, understanding what he's seeing.
He was terrific with that. The big thing for him this upcoming year is just moving from receiver one to two to three to four faster, so that when there are those open players that you can get them the ball in space better. I think that's the big thing. And we'll see what he's got. All right, one other piece of audio from yesterday I want to play. A.J. Brown on the Olympics. So if you missed this news, the Olympics have announced the IOC. They have announced that, and I still can't believe that guy. What was that guy's name years ago? Dick Pound ran the IOC. Remember that?
That was his name?
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Yep.
Or was he the steroid guy? He might have been the guy on the testing. The guy's name was literally Dick Pound.
Unbelievable.
But anyway.
We went by Richard, I believe. So.
Yeah, it seems like an easy choice to make. If you're Richard.
All right, so the Olympics are now going to have football, but not like real football, flag football in the Olympics. And A.J. Brown had previously expressed a desire to play, but found out a timing issue. And I do wonder if, like, the Terrell Owens will climb into this. Let's listen to A.J. yesterday.
Last time I asked you about the Olympics, you had said, I wasn't sure of the age and you'd be 30, but you also wanted to compete for a gold. Now it looks like that's actually going to be allowed to happen. Wondering if you still feel the same way about your age and would you want to compete?
So I heard the Olympics is during camp. Yeah, so no. Yeah, so that would be tough. That would be tough, but hopefully that goes through, and I think that would be fine just to compete, you know. And me personally, no, but because of camp, and you know, you guys will be complaining about AJ Brown is not at camp, and so will the fans be. You know, so I'm gonna focus. I'm gonna keep the main thing. The main thing.
So Jay said. What a great answer!
I'll go on record to say this right now: I would not want an Eagle in August to play in the Olympics.
100%.
But John, let me ask you this: do you think the former players, 33, 37? Even a guy like Tom Brady in his mid-40s, like, would you think the former players
talking about
will?
The Olympics, I know, of course. If you're still in shape and you have
Ellie, what are you rolling your eyes for?
I mean, the Olympics—it's flag football. Let's not act like this is some real athletic accomplishment.
Well,
I don't think flag football is football.
I don't think it should be in the Olympics, but because it is nonsensical.
Yeah, I'm saying like
it's just a girl.
I could see T.O. saying, "I want to go play." Right?
They just want to grow football.
I'm saying it's not a real Olympic medal to me. Like, it's a cool thing you participate in. You do get a medal, but it's not like winning an actual Olympic event, in my opinion. So
I agree with Ellie.
So missing your actual job to do it, in my opinion, would be unacceptable.
I would still want to do it. I'm amazed that AJ says he wants to, but he's not going to do it because of training camp. Because normally guys are like, wait, it's during training camp? Sign me up. Please, I need to be over.
Well,
in
I'm advocating for Tio.
Well, it sounds like Justin Jefferson might do it. Which I think is a bit of a red flag.
I'll be surprised.
A lot of these receivers are really into it. Because as
be
it stands, you've got a quarterback.
Joe, I think what you said is what's going to happen.
You have a center. And so it really is all about how do you get the ball to those guys on the outside.
Yeah.
AJ would be amazing. Yeah. The wide receivers are going to be lining up to try to do this, I think.
Yeah. I think it's going to be what you said, Joe. I think T.O., I think the guys who are recently retired, even more in 3 years when it happens, the most recently retired players who are great, like, you know, Calvin Johnson could play, Larry Fitzgerald, like those type of guys, I think.
They have the rule that players from the same team, you know, can't be on the same team, like not two players from the same pro team, but in the Olympics it's by country.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I think he's saying like two Eagles can't be on it.
So you don't lose two players.
Who said that?
That's part of the rules you can't lose.
So some team doesn't lose like four guys for training camp is my guess. One way or the other, I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, they might like want NFL players, active ones, to play in it if they're making all these rules about how they can do it.
For sure.
That's a big part of this.
All right, more up ahead, including Sirianni, more of what he said. Phone calls as well. We got a lot of topics going on here. You can weigh in at 94WIP at 215-592-9494. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you know, the best place to find all of your favorite player props. And right now, you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently or flirting with a potential triple-double, well, you can, because you can get all the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, well, that's when things get really interesting. You know, you can combine your live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win really big. So find the better bets that works for you. Lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Remember, you can get started, and this is a cool deal, with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So that first $5 bet, if you win, great, you win the bet. Well, you also get $200 in bonus bets. That's extra great. That's better than great. That's phenomenal. That's greater. So find the better bets that works for you and lock them all in at FanDuel.com/. All right, good morning to you. Wednesday morning, getting close to Memorial Day weekend, which is crazy because it's early this year and it feels a little out of place.
It feels early.
Do we have an extra summer weekend? I would imagine
we do. That's a good question. I don't know.
I would guess.
Because, an extra summer weekend?
Yeah.
What would make that happen?
Elliot.
It feels like we've had so many.
Elliot.
This is a weird year.
Okay.
Like calendar-wise, it felt like that. Christmas vacation was strange, you know, like extended.
Well, it depends on where the days of the week fall, but sometimes you can have an early Memorial Day, and
you still got to have
Labor Day. I don't mean by like the three-month thing.
Well, technically,
I mean Memorial Day to
summer
Labor Day.
Always starts on the same day.
That's what I'm saying.
Elliot, let me ask you a question. Do you know that in January?
I'm not going to know this.
Do you know in January, sometimes January has four Wednesdays, and then sometimes it has five Wednesdays?
Well, no, he's right in the... Okay.
Do you know that, Elliot?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I do know there's different, like, different months can obviously have different amounts of, like, Monday, Wednesday.
Do you know that March sometimes says four
but
Wednesdays
point,
and sometimes says five
summer
Wednesdays?
Summer starts on
summer
June 21st.
Starts on the same day
like,
every year.
So, technically, he's right.
We're not talking about that.
Joe
summer.
Always says that summer starts Memorial Day weekend.
Of course it does.
That's where you're going with this.
Well, we're talking like humans. We're not talking like scientists.
Well,
we're talking like humans.
Mister will jump on a word in
say,
a sentence and be like, you're wrong because you said that
this
word.
Point is crazy.
Elliot, do you know in April, sometimes there's four Wednesdays and sometimes there's five?
Jerk.
Let's go to phones.
By the way, Joe, the Detroit Lions have withdrawn their proposal, which makes me think the hijinks are on.
Like, that's weird.
That was put on there. Yeah, why did they put on there at the behest of the league, asked them to do it. All of a sudden
for playoff seating.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a shame because that should be changed.
And now I disagree with that, but that's okay. But I'm just wondering, now it's all of a sudden proposed, and so the only thing left on the agenda is the tush push.
Yeah.
I find it hinky.
Well, it's disconcerting if you want the tush push to be kept. If we don't find out that the tush push vote is withdrawn within the next couple hours, that would alarm me.
And it's 9 a.m. Central Time is when the meeting resumes. So we'll know soon.
Wow.
Yep.
It'd be really interesting to know how much Lurie will advocate in the room. How many owners are currently open-minded, or do they just walk into that room knowing how they're going
to
vote?
You know who was invited to speak to the owners? Jason Kelce.
Was he
really? He said it on his podcast, but I don't know because the podcast was taped. The podcast just came out.
Yeah.
I don't know if he went. I mean, I think we would have heard about it. But
interesting.
He said he was invited because there's been a lot of misinformation about him
that
owners at the last meeting were saying he retired because of the tush.
Well, it's a good job.
The Bills owner too said something that Kelce
he said
flat
none of
out
that
didn't
is
say.
True.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be true. And it's good job by the Eagles to bring in a big gun like that to say.
Yeah, I don't
you know.
Like I said, I don't know if he did it. Yeah. I think we would know if Jason was there, but he said it this morning on his podcast that was just released.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Chris in Northeast Philadelphia. Christopher, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, so first off, before I hit my point, Joe, which I don't think you're going to like, I will say something that you will like. I need you to mop the floor with Jack. I need you to dominate this guy because I like Jack. He's funny, but I mean, ever since his name's been put on that show, he's a little too big for himself, and I think you're here to put him in his spot and, you know, let him know who's boss.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, Chris, I think it's very obvious that Boban does not have respect for his elders. And, you know, I plan to take care of business.
Good to hear.
Thank you.
Good to hear. But now, as far as the tush push goes,
Boban's
I don't know what's going to happen.
A little too far, man.
Called him an oaf.
I love it.
Oof.
Go ahead, Chris.
I got a text from Jack a minute ago. He said, "Did Jokes call me Boban or something?"
Spike Ike and Boban later today,
oh,
2 to 6, coming at you.
It flows.
Harsh.
It fits.
Oh, it does not fit.
Yeah, but it kind of does. That's the thing. Just look at the guy. All right, Chris, tush push. There we go.
All right. Yeah, so tush push. I think that was a clear and obvious Elliott victory there. I mean, I don't know. The only thing that you said that makes any shred of sense to me, Joe, is that leagues change rules all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. That happens. But that doesn't mean that any of the reasons they're using to justify this particular rule change make any sense. Like, nobody's getting hurt. It's not a rugby play. And people that say, oh, it doesn't look nice or it doesn't look aesthetically pleasing. Has anybody seen, like, the new kickoff? That's, like, the goofiest
play is.
I've ever seen.
You're right.
Staring at each other across the field.
But to the point of leagues making changes, it's not normally because of one team. Like the 3-point thing you're talking about, Joe, that's the entire league has changed, right?
Yeah.
Like this is targeting one team in one play.
No, it's true. You're right. All right, Chris, we got a lot to get to, my man. So give me, you can win Phillies tickets, the scariest movie scene of all time.
All right, I'm going to go with, how about The Sunken Place and Get Out?
What a great answer.
You got it, man.
That's a great answer.
All right, speaking of answers, we're now going to all weigh in on what we think the right answer should be for the Twitter poll question of the day, rounding this out from yesterday. So the three final choices, best TV duo. All right, Devin, first crack at it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Would you personally go with Bert and Ernie, Madden and Summerall, or Tom and Jerry?
Ooh.
This is brutal.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Bert and Ernie.
Rhea?
I do love Bert and Ernie. Yeah.
I am too. That's three. Seltzer?
I'm Bert and Ernie as well.
Four, Elliot?
Bert and Ernie.
Five, John Ritchie.
Madden Summerall.
Okay. John, how do you think the votes came in on Twitter?
I think similarly to what our show did, Bert and Ernie, but Madden Summerall gets some good votes.
Tom and Jerry have won the poll.
What?
How close was...
Very.
Wow.
Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry, 37% of the vote. Bert and Ernie, 33. Madden and Summerall, 30.
Holy cow.
Congratulations from yesterday's show to our caller, Matt, who said the answer of Tom and Jerry late in the show. Matthew, if you're listening right
that's
now,
that's the guy who beat you and beat the hammer. That's Matt from Ridley.
Matt Ridley.
No way.
Yes, it is. It definitely is Matt Ridley. That is hilarious.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
So Matt,
great, great job, listeners.
I got to freaking see you at a Phillies game now. It's the disgrace.
I would have voted for Beavis and Butthead for what it's worth.
I think I like that answer,
I thought they deserved to make finals. But
Tom and Jerry is kind of the original duo.
Yeah.
Like they are,
but they're not really
all those people.
Yeah.
Yes, people.
Well, the original would probably...
But they're not like a duo,
well,
three, right?
The original would probably be Ralph Cramden and Norton.
Sure.
I mean...
I don't know.
Tom and Jerry might have been... I don't know.
But to Devin's point,
they're not a duo.
They actually hate each
cat
other.
Cat and mouse.
But they...
It doesn't matter.
Like
I mean,
they're
thought of as
they
a duo. Yeah. That's all that matters.
They are
Tom
secretly friends.
Tom and Jerry is older, by the way. 1940, Tom and Jerry was created.
Remember,
so
when we award these prizes for 3 weeks here, this is for Phillies tickets, and we're all going down together to a game in mid-June. All right.
Oh, I can't wait for Matt and Ridley to come to you
brutal.
And just go at you.
Brutal.
It's going to be great.
Dom is with us. Dominic, good morning. Dom. Not ready to go. We go to Bob right now in Pensauken. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, guys.
I love
sitting back enjoying this nice Phillies run. Keep in mind, they're beating a bunch of snubs. We got a bigger picture ahead of us. We got a bigger goal. And with this whole Alvarado thing, I am still not sitting easy. I know we have the trade deadline coming up, the end of, July. I don't feel comfortable yet. Help me feel more comfortable.
I don't think I can. Okay, there's one way I can, Bob, but one way I can. Some of these starting pitchers are going to be in the bullpen. So what your bullpen is now regardless of which trades they make, will be enhanced by a combination of Ranger, maybe Nola, maybe Painter, maybe Abel. I mean, imagine if just two of those guys climb into the bullpen. Two of them, let alone three of them.
Joe, I'm not putting a lot of stuff. Listen, Abel had, of course, a great game on Sunday. I've got to see him pitch a little bit more to say that he's...
Well, of course. But here's the deal, Bob. You know, when you watch a Phillies game, there's this line of demarcation. There's the games. There are 3-2 games where you know in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, it's going to be like Strom, Kirk Green. It was Alvarado. It's moving back toward Romano. Like, there's that group. And then there's the group when you're up 6-1 or you're down 6-1 that would be like, who would the rest be? The Ruizes.
Joe Ross.
Ross.
Tanner Banks.
I always forget about Joe Ross.
Banks is kind of in the middle a little bit.
Yeah. I don't trust Tanner Banks.
But you know what I'm saying. Yes. So, Bob, the point is to try to have, and I'll use 08 as an example. 08, your three main guys were Lidge, Mattson, and Romero. But you also had...
Air and Durbin, and you just had dudes.
Durbin, Air, and I'm forgetting one. You had six. It was really strong. So, you know, we'll see. All right, Bob, give me an answer, my man, for a scary movie scene.
How about that last scene in Carrie, the original Carrie, where the friend goes to the grave, and she's putting flowers down on Carrie's grave, and the hand comes up.
I hate hands at graves.
That is really a great answer.
I hate hands at graves.
That was terrifying to me.
It was.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Yeah, Chad Durbin and Air were a big part of how they would do that. And even a guy like Air would come in just for one at bat. Scott Air, he'd get that lefty out, inning over. It was great. All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, it's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Joe, you're an idiot. Time's yours.
Good call.
Well, I will say this to brighten the mood. The last time the Phillies were having a player dinged two times ago for some enhancement. They won the World Series. Now, it happened that Romero knew about it in 08. How did they not suspend him till 09,
that was
though?
Amazing. For once, someone had our back for once.
Yeah, they really did.
Right? Like, it happened in 08. The league knew about it, but he didn't get suspended to 09.
Did he appeal it, and that's why he
Probably.
Yeah.
So I think it did happen late in the year for what it's worth.
Is it possible?
And then Chooch got banged one year for, 50 games or something? Something big.
Yeah, Sorehammer, it was your, quote, friend, end quote, who used to go home at lunch to watch Tom and Jerry. My only question is, when you did that, Joe, were you enjoying a cantaloupe at the time?
Hey, come on, man. Don't be mixing it with, what do they call that, anime? Come on now.
It's kind of funny because all the tough guys, you know, the Todd Bowles, the Mike Vrabels, the John Ritchies, they want the tush-push to continue. But all the kind of frail people with like little feet, they don't want it to continue.
This is a good point right there. I didn't think about that.
Little feet.
So I'm in the Goodell category, I guess.
Goodell's actually Goodell's a big dude. He is.
But I bet he has little feet.
You know what? I'm with John on this one. I agree.
Yeah.
That it? Only three? All right. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
I wonder if we can find Goodell's line. Foot size.
Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Yeah, he's pretty big, man. I met him once, and he was a lot bigger than I expected.
All right, trivia question. James, you're not allowed to answer it.
Okay.
The prior commissioner in the NFL, Paul Tagliabue, his greatest accomplishment in sports before becoming the commissioner in the NFL was what?
Free agency?
Paul Tagliabue from a different sport. Georgetown's all-time leading rebounder until Patrick Ewing.
Really? Wow.
No way.
He was a tall guy, wasn't he?
Paul Tagliabue was a Hoya. A Hoya basketball player.
It's a good fact.
And then Pat Ewing said, okay, I'll take these records. All right. Let's turn to quickly. Let's get right to it. And we're looking for...
Goodell's 5'11".
He was either one or he was like two or three.
Is he really?
He was in the top echelon. I think he was one at Georgetown.
I thought he was taller.
I thought he was taller than 5'11".
Who are we talking? Goodell?
Goodell's only 5'11". I thought he was like 6'3".
He's like 6'2". 5'11", while others have him checking in at around 6'2".
What? So he's 6'2". Yeah. I met him, dude.
That's a big difference.
He's 6'2".
I'm like 5'10", and I've been
I'm obsessed with his
shoe. Dude, I have met him. He is not 5'11". No way.
Okay. Right to turn it to scariest movie scene ever. Scariest movie scene ever. What is it? Don, give me a scene.
And all the members disappeared.
Don, not ready to roll.
Don,
John in Delaware. Scary movie scene, John.
The scene from Madhouse where Vincent Price's wife's head rolls off her shoulder onto the floor.
Yeah, that's not good either. Okay.
No, you don't want that.
You don't want that. Like, what was that when the head spins around? Not Exorcist, but early 90s comedy. What was that thing with Bruce Willis? Woman's head turn. Isn't it Bruce Willis?
Oh, Death Becomes Her?
Death Becomes Her.
Yeah. Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep. It's a weird movie.
Well, I've actually seen that movie.
Yeah.
All right.
I liked it.
Now we're turning two. So yeah. We really need answers on the scary movie scene, but Dom wants to say I won the debate.
Of course you would go to someone who doesn't have an answer.
Yeah, you really
want to
make
say
Dom, sure
I'm
getting this.
This is
nonsense. Sir, you do not need an answer for a scary movie scene. Just tell us how you agree with me that I won the debate.
Well, Joe, you know, this is my first time calling the show, so good morning, everyone.
Welcome, sir.
I need you
in like 15 seconds to get to it. Talk to us.
Okay. I thought that your one rebuttal, bringing up Hagler Leonard, was the greatest rebuttal of any debate. That's the greatest travesty in the history of sports. And to bring that in, that swung me and made me call.
Thank you, sir. You know, Dom,
so you hit a
Dom, this is where
Dom.
Sports...
Didn't swing the judges.
Dom,
but...
this is where sports knowledge respects sports knowledge. I respect you, sir.
Well, thank you. Well, I got to tell you, Joe, I'm a Jack Fritz guy, so...
Oh, yes, Dom!
The oath.
How does it make you feel, Dom, that Joe's calling him Bobon?
Dom, you better call our show more often, man. You and I got business to get down to.
Well, that's my boy, Jack. So,
All right. I'm going to take him out to the frickin' woodshed. Thank you, Dom. All right, we need to have a winning answer. Scary movie scene. You guys talk to me.
I think The Sunken Place stands out to me as an unbelievable answer.
So some of these I didn't say. So those of you that know these better than me, you got Psycho, you got Alien.
Psycho's a great answer.
You got the Jaws first scene. You got the Cujo. Is that what it is?
Cujo.
You got Freddy. You got T1. I'll tell you what. I mean... I don't like Linda Hamilton being chased.
The relentlessness of Arnold in Terminator while he's tracking her is pretty.
But that's not like horror.
No,
but it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't feel as terrifying as some of these.
All right, Rhea, do you have a vote? I'm abstaining because I don't know enough.
The Alien was pretty frightening to me.
James?
Sunken Place.
Elliot?
I guess Terminator.
Okay, we've got three different so far. Devin?
Oh, man.
The Alien was super disturbing to me.
That's two. John, you want to go Alien?
I think The Sunken Place is a really good
one,
too.
It's so terrifying.
I like Sunken Place, too, so I can sway it if you need
to. What are you changing?
Well, no, if we don't want it to be tied to two.
Someone's got
to
win. Sunken Place is one. Devin has changed her vote. So I'll figure out who won that. Hey, everyone, is that Madhouse? Is that what that is? I don't know. I got to figure out.
That's Get Out?
I don't know. Have a great rest of the day. By the way, I'm going to be on with Spike, Ike, and Bobon later.
They want me to discuss
whether Saquon had the greatest season of Philadelphia sports history. Like, what do I know? I don't know. But I'll talk about it because that's what I do. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.